7 minutes after 9 o'clock, it is 9:07. We have got gorgeous sunshine, up to 60 degrees. Our high today, 84 degrees. Not really what you'd consider apple picking weather, but hey, you know, it's on the way. Fall is definitely, we're starting to feel it in the air a little bit more at nighttime. And we talked to Bill Michaels from the Fly Creek Cider Mill. Bill, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Very good. Beautiful here down in Fly Creek.
It's always beautiful in Fly Creek. Always beautiful. So tell me, you know, every year we kind of anticipate this apple crop, and it's, you know, it's Mother Nature, so you never really know what you're going to get. How have the conditions been this year, and how is that going to hurt or help the apple crop?
New York State is having a wonderful crop this year. We had an early bloom and, mm-hmm. and blossom set. That was due to that warm weather we had way back in April.
Right, and then the cold.
So it set the apples, and now they're coming in about a week to a week and a half early, all the varieties. Right now at the Fly Creek Cider Mill, we have McIntosh already. We have Paula Reds, Ginger Gold. We even have Galas, and that's about a week and a half early on the Galas, and they're just really sweet. All that great sunshine that we had this summer concentrated the sugar, and I've never tasted a Gala as sweet as we have had this year.
Nice. Can folks pick there? Can they buy them by the bushel? How do you do the apples?
Our apples are, we don't offer pick your own, but however we offer pack your own. Mm. They are in 10 bushel field run bins in our climate controlled apple display room. We keep that between 38 and 40 degrees so the apples stay nice and crisp. And what we do is we actually let you mix and match all the different varieties, and we start off with a quarter peck bag all the way up to a half bushel bag. The joke around here is that we offer free apples. We just sell you an empty bag, and you have to fill the bag all the way to the top.
That is marketing genius. Marketing genius. So everybody's got varying views on this. For the perfect apple pie, I've heard every different apple, and I've heard every different combination of apples. But if you were to make the perfect apple pie, Bill, what apple or apples would go into it?
Well, my preference is the Jana Gold apple, and they'll be ready in about a week and a half. Mm-hmm. I would mix a Jana Gold, Cortland, McIntosh, and a little bit later in the season we'll have Northern Spies. And those would be my four top pick apples for a pie. And just like when you're making cider, it's nice to do a blend of apples. In our cider, we use up to five different varieties. So in a pie, you should mix in four or five different kinds.
All right, so talk to me about cider. Are you guys pressing now? If you've only got McIntosh ready, probably not, right? When do you
start
pressing
cider? Well, actually, this weekend we start the presses,
okay.
And we'll be pressing the variety of all the apples that we have right in the mill. So we'll have a nice blend. Normally, when we start our fresh pressing season, it's a little bit tart because we only have Paula Reds. But mm-hmm. now, since we have a little bit early crop, it's going to be really flavorful and well balanced. It'll be the kind of cider you get towards the middle of September instead of early September.
Okay, I actually just called for the apple report, but as long as we're talking about this, I mean, if someone's doing an apple pie, you kind of have to have some good sharp cheddar cheese to go along with it. And, well, you know, there's just so many things that you need in the fall this time of year that you can find there.
Yep, we say an apple pie without cheese is like a kiss without a squeeze.
Absolutely.
And we have our, excuse me, our cave-aged cheddar cheese here, and that was aged in Howe Caverns last year, and it's an extra sharp New York State cheddar. And we sample it here at the mill, and we sell almost 4 to 5 tons of that extra sharp cheddar cheese, and that goes right along with all the fudge that we have here. We age it. We make over 10,000 pounds of sweet buttercream fudge, and then we start talking about our baked goods. We have pies, cookies, breads, and this is the start of our busy season, and the presses start this weekend.
I actually went to Howe Caverns this year, and I was searching for your cheese. I could not find it there.
It's out of the cave now because we're cutting and wrapping it for sale.
Okay. Well, Bill, we will check in with you from time to time to find out how the apples
are
doing.
And we're also going to be sampling our cider at the New York State Fair tomorrow.
Nice.
Tomorrow morning. Anyone going to the fair, stop by the Horticulture Building, and we'll be at the Pride of New York display doing our cider.
All right. I know it's going to be a busy time of year for you, Bill. I'll let you go get at it, all right?
Okay. Thank you very much.
You bet. Bye-bye. Bye.